Global powers are preparing to meet in Rome on Thursday to discuss the future of the NATO mission in Libya and how to best support the rebels. The contact group meeting in Libya on Thursday, to be co-chaired by Italy and Qatar, will draw to Rome U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, along with her foreign policy counterparts from the U.K. and France, as well as NATO officials and representatives from the Arab League. Italian officials say the meeting will focus on NATO's military strategy and begin developing a political transition plan to be implemented after the departure or ousting of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Also on the agenda are ways in which some of Libya's massive reserves of crude oil can be brought back to world oil markets. Meanwhile, Turkey has escalated the pressure on Gaddafi despite its long-standing ties with the Libyan leader, with its prime minister insisting Gaddafi must immediately leave for the sake of his country's future. Fighting has continued into its 11th week as rebels report rockets hitting rebel-held town Zintan in the western mountains late on Tuesday. Cedric Sapi, a spokesman for the Human Rights Council, says the UN commission that is investigating human rights abuses in Libya says more than 180 people have been detained by both government and opposition forces.
In Tripoli, the commission discussed the fate of a number of journalists currently detained and shared with the authorities a list containing 18 specific names asking for their whereabouts. It also brought to their attention the situation of 86 detainees currently held in El Jadida Detention Center in relation to the events which took place in February and March of 2011. The commission interviewed a number of them and has also asked for their release on humanitarian grounds.
The fighting is forcing thousands of refugees to flee western Libya on foot to the Tunisian border and by boat to Europe. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.